Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 23rd of January, recording at 9:30 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. In Asia, most of the stock markets are closed in celebration of the Year of the Dragon, New Year, and they start to reopen on Wednesday, but China will not open all week. Now, among the markets in Asia, the few markets in Asia that were actually open, Japan, well, that was mixed, virtually unchanged. Australia had a tiny decline, and I think Thailand had a tiny gain. European stock markets started mixed, but then closed with reasonably good gains on lower bond yields. The star performer, as I look down the list, appears to be the Italian market, up 1.76%, but most of the gains were, all the other gains, shown, are under 1%. Now, we had a quiet day in the Americas. About the best was the Toronto Stock Exchange. That's up 1%. The S&P just got into the plus column. Actually, Wall Street came back from a modest decline to close virtually unchanged on the day. Brazil shows a tiny gain. In long-dated government bond prices, we had bond futures prices. They were all down. Here today, or all of the ones that we follow closely were down. And the US dollar was weak. Now, some of the best gains that we've seen against the US dollar have come, I feel, predictably from the Asian currencies. The Singapore dollar, for instance, has had a good recovery overall, but they've all firmed, and of course the Indian rupee, which had been so weak up until year end, has improved quite a bit here recently. And even some of the serially weak currencies like the euro, short covering, pushing that back up to 130.27. And sterling up to 155.70, the Australian dollar up to 105.35. Now, with a weak dollar, most of the commodities were firmer here today, and that includes precious metals. Gold trading after hours at 1677, that's up 10. We had a good gain in platinum up to $15.65, that's up $32. Good gain in palladium, 13 higher at $6.88. Silver at $32.33. And the industrial metals were all firmer, with the exception of nickel, which had a tiny decline. Star performer looks like copper, up to 381. The grains and beans were all a little bit higher in here today. Actually, soybeans were quite a bit higher. And I think the only loss that I saw was the coffee market. Although I mentioned in industrials that the nickel had been slightly lower. Now, crude oil prices are stronger. The WTI is up to nearly $100. It's up $1.63 at present. And we have 110 and change for the Brent IPO, lesser gain but firmer. And this last but not least, the star performer here is the natural gas contract, which as I speak is up 26 cents, and so that's gone up to $2.60. That's a big rally here today. And what it's done, because it started off weaker, so it's formed a big upside key reversal. I assume there's some cold weather that's influencing that, and shorts scrambling to get out of that position. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, it's been a terrific January, as you know. Those who follow that sort of thing intensely and will conclude correctly, statistically, that that augurs well for the rest of the year. Certainly, Fuller Money felt that we ended the year and were entering the new year on pessimism that was unjustifiably high given the technical action that was taking place in stock markets. And that's looked pretty good ever since the support building phase that followed the August climactic sell-off. And we have seen one stock market after another push up and through resistance within a range, following a lot of ranging, which resembles support building. And then indices have increasingly been pushing up through the 200-day moving averages, and a number of those have turned around. We have had new highs, first for the Philippines, then for South Africa, and then for, very importantly, the NASDAQ 100 index. So the technical action's been pretty good. The worst we can say about the technical action is that we have a short-term overbought condition for some of these stock markets. But when you look at the daily charts of the individual indices, they consolidate in narrow ranges, push higher. It just suggests that there's still a good increase in demand relative to supply in here right now. And that's been pretty much the case since the mid-December reaction lows, and that of course formed a higher low. So again, fueled by accommodative monetary policies, and that includes feelings that China will do more than just lower reserve requirements somewhat, that it's actually wanting to see a bit firmer stock market. That would make sense, I think overall. And we've even seen India rally against that background and rally quite well. It's seen its best rally in a good number of months. That's sorry, India in the Asian Pacific region was open today and showed a moderate gain. So I think this all continues to look okay, very much in line with what we had been talking about and hoping for. Now, what we do see is that we're still in this kind of risk on, risk off environment. I hate to use that terminology, but there's no other way to describe it. Pretty much every stock market has been moving higher, in one or two exceptions. Sri Lanka, but Sri Lanka had a very big year for most of last year. I think it started in 2010, and it's hardly a heavyweight. So good action for the vast majority of stock markets. That's very positive. We have had packing in with that commodities and also not least among those being the precious metal sector. So gold, as I mentioned before, is behaving as a risk asset. And what I you recall me mentioning months ago that I felt that the biggest risk to precious metals was contagion from weak stock markets, and we certainly saw that for a while last year. And it did drag down gold and the other precious metals quite sharply in significant corrections, particularly following some of the earlier overbought accelerations. But the technical action subsequently has been reasonably favorable, and with these day-to-day gains, it makes it increasingly likely that the precious metal sector has seen important medium-term lows. There's enough overhead supply so that I think we will see some reactions and consolidations. I don't think this will be a rally straight back up to the highs that we had seen last year. And what I will be looking for, something I've meant point I've mentioned have mentioned previously, last not week well last week I certainly mentioned it, was that the first reaction when as gold gets a little bit more overbought in the short term, we can expect a reaction. Same thing we can say about the stock markets. And a higher low, particularly if gold and the other precious metals can hold at least 50% of the rallies that they've seen from their lows before that next reaction occurs, that would be a very positive development, establishing a substantially higher reaction low. But so that's what we'll be looking for, is confirming evidence that we have indeed seen very important medium-term lows for the precious metal sector, and the odds currently favor that. Crude oil, well, it's being whipped around by the politics. Well, it's worse than politics. You've got the killings that are taking place in Nigeria that spooked the market, the tension over the Iranian situation. European Union announced that its sanctions against Iran would commence on July 1st. And so that helped to firm the crude market up here today, but the only area, or the only region where the demand for crude oil is actually rising is in some of the Asian economies led by China. It's declined in Europe, it's declined in the USA, and I think were it not for the political tensions, that it would there would be a reasonable case for seeing somewhat lower crude oil. But we do have these. The important point is that we do have these tensions, and the supply-demand balance remains tight, as I mentioned on so many occasions overall. So all it takes is a little nervousness in the markets, and people start to put on some hedge longs, and that's what we've been seeing. Now, in terms of the U.S. dollar, the key point here is that this is still performing mainly as a risk-off trade. In other words, when we get the so-called risk-on attitude, to use that banality, then we see the U.S. dollar weakening, but it's weakening within a range overall. The euro had weakened sufficiently so that it was oversold and due for a technical rally. Ditto sterling, and I think we'll see that continue for a bit. But neither the dollar, the euro, or sterling is a hard currency. We could say, I will say that the dollar is probably well, following this short covering rally in the euro and also in sterling, I would not be surprised to see the dollar firm against those two currencies once again. But big drama? I don't think so. The currencies that I think really do have some strong fundamentals behind them, the Australian dollar, the Singapore dollar, really the Asian currencies in general. And on that note, I think that's covered the main points, so all the best.